The Shriver Hall Concert Series is having a busy month. They have a second program for the month coming up on Sunday, the 26th of February. And this is with pianist Jonathan Biss and the Brentano String Quartet, presenting a really fascinating program of late works of composers ranging from Bach to Kurtag. Such a pleasure to welcome the Shriver Hall Concert Series Executive Director Catherine Cochran to the studio. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
So, starting out with selections from the Art of Fugue by Bach, and this has had so many transcriptions and arrangements. How will we be hearing it here?
In this concert, it's going to be performed by the Brentano String Quartet, excerpts from it. This concert's been carefully curated by Jonathan Biss, examining the question of late style, asking what effect years of accumulated knowledge and experience, combined with perhaps the realization that death is near, what do those have on artistic creation? And so four works on this program were written in the composer's final years. And so with Bach, opening with Bach on the Art of the Fugue, it was his last piece, and it was largely composed and revised in his final 10 years. And it's a piece of deep profundity, both per performer and for the audience. And the quartet will be performing a selection of fugues from it.
Looking at the Benjamin Britten Quartet, that had so many resonances, not only because he knew that he was at the end of his life, but also because in part he wrote it in Venice, and there was that strong connection to the death in Venice and that whole ethos of that romanticism coming into it, right?
Yes, the string quartet has many allusions to his opera, Death in Venice, and he wrote actually the final movement while in Venice and naming it Serenissima, which is an old name for the Venetian Republic. And the Death in Venice is also the Thomas Mann novella is about a dying man. And it's here is an example of a composer being almost overtly reflective on end of life. And what does that mean for himself? One of the rich elements of Jonathan's question is that composers have headed off in different directions. So some are, as Britten is, very reflective, and others have gone in kind of profound simplicity or a whole new style, which I think why this question has such depth and why this is such a special concert.
So, Jonathan, then ending off the whole program with the very last of the piano sonatas by Beethoven, number 32, tell me a bit about the Kurtag.
Yes. So on the first half, Jonathan plays some short pieces by Györgyi Kurtág, who was born in 1926 and is still living. Kurtág's a Hungarian composer and one of the most important figures of 20th and 21st century music. And the pieces are excerpted from his Játékok, which is a now 8-volume collection of solo piano works. And Játékok translates as games. And so they started as educational pieces for children, and now they're a really unique expression of aesthetic, and the later volumes have been subtitled Diary Entries and Personal Messages. So they're really reflective of what he's thinking about, homages to his friends, and in a wide range of styles. And then on the second half, as you said, he plays Beethoven's Opus 111.
This is a fascinating program of late works from Bach, Kurtág, Britten, and Beethoven with pianist Jonathan Biss and the Brentano String Quartet at the Shriver Hall Concert Series Homeward Campus, Sunday, February the 26th at 5:30. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. A pleasure, as always, to speak to their executive director, Catherine Cochran. Thank you.
Thank you.